With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
We're all frustrated, and we're going to be frustrated, and I'd be pissed if somebody in there isn't. Yeah, we're not going to lose confidence in ourselves. I mean, those guys in there, the Pro Bowls that they have and the resumes that they have that they've done in this league, I mean, it's we've got the answers. We've just got to get off our own feet, like I said, and get better.
Now what? The heat on Dak Prescott, Jason Garrett, and the coaching staff after the Cowboys get embarrassed again. Third straight loss by 20 or more, 28-6 Chargers, and the Cowboys are now 5-6. Sean and RJ, Troy and Roy on DFW Sports Station. Thanks for waking up with us, guys. You see the true diehards here. Chop looks at the phones, and he's like, how are these people awake?
God, who's up? Go to sleep.
Hey, Black Friday.
Some jobs don't sleep. Some jobs don't sleep. And Black Friday. Now what? Now what do you do? Jason Garrett was asked, how much of the blame are you going to be taking for what's happening right now?
What do you feel like your role is in this demise?
Well, obviously, we got to get it right. That's my job. That's our job as a coaching staff. And again, we put ourselves in good positions in the first half in each of these last three games, and we just haven't done enough on either side of the ball in the kicking game to allow us to compete towards the end of the ball game, the last 30 minutes. And, we'll look at the specific things from this game, try to get them corrected, and move forward.
Awkward.
Cut that question out.
That was an awkward question. I had to. You didn't want to leave that question in there with that. Okay, I had to cut the pause down. Because the pause was like 10 seconds.
Was there all from Jason?
Yeah, he was staring at the guy. Really? You're going to ask me what my role is in this demise?
But don't we have to ask him at 8:30? Don't we have to ask? I know it's good. He's not going to like it.
Coach Garrett, let me ask you this. You're the seventh highest paid coach or head coach in the NFL, yet all the head coaches before you, except Andy Reid, has won a Super Bowl.
Ooh, Troy with the homework. Don't we have to ask him, are you worried about your job status?
Yeah,
like, that's
don't we have to?
Yeah.
Like, it's our obligation to ask that.
Yeah, I don't think we need to go as far as some of the fan fans on Twitter want us to go with, why do you deserve to keep your job?
Yeah.
Which isn't a question that you ask a coach.
Yeah.
But yes.
And look, for the record, I'm not getting rid. Jerry, by the way, went and addressed the team in the locker room. And it was supposedly upbeat and why we should be thankful and football is a gift and all that stuff. But I'm not getting rid of Jason right now. Okay, there's a lot of Wade Phillips comparisons. If they continue to look lifeless, though, if they continue to get whooped and they're not scoring any points, and this happens a few times more as the season closes, then, yeah, I got to make a change. I got to go ahead and switch things up. But I'm not doing anything right now. I got to see what happens, and there's no point in my opinion. And who are you going to elevate? Scott Linehan, the offensive genius that's calling these plays.
Eberflus.
Right.
Oh, he's the only one you could trust.
Yeah. On the interim. Who are you gonna elevate? Yeah. So I'm not getting rid of Jason Garrett today.
Columbo.
Or this season.
No, I mean, if you would wait till the end of the year. I mean, they're not going to get some lightning in a bottle type situation where they change coaches tomorrow.
Yeah.
And then they go on and win four straight. That's not the reality of it. If there was a better, that's the thing. Just like with the players. And this whole next man up bull crap's got to go. The reason the guy who's on the bench is making six figures and the starter's making eight figures is because the starter's better. And this whole crap that, oh, the guy who comes in to replace him has got to do the job. If he was any good and he was worth doing the job, he'd be starting, not making league minimum. So that's another thing. If there was a better coach on this staff, he'd be a head coach. That's kind of the way it works.
Taylor in Fort Worth. Start us off, Taylor. It's time for y'all to vent right here on The Fan. Go ahead. You're live on Sean and RJ.
What's up, guys? Thanks for taking my call. However, this is what I want to say. I just don't understand how Jason Garrett can go, like, 1 year go from being the head coach of the year to being, like, you know, a subpar 8-8 kind of guy. I am totally on Team Tank. I want a Maverick season. That's what I want. I want no more wins. Don't even act like you want to play. Like, it really doesn't even matter to me. I want a good outside linebacker, a good shutdown corner like Xavier Rhodes is doing with the Minnesota Vikings. I want something good. And you know what? I mean, these guys aren't playing, you know, that great right now. So, I mean, it's ridiculous to even say you don't even want to be on Team Tank.
Good call, Taylor. You just got our scouts very excited, not able to stand up and walk right now as they're going to go and start doing some homework on some prospects.
Yeah, I mean, they can't wait. They're going to draft another taco.
All right, if I told you you could lose out, what would you circle right now? Losing every game from here on out or leaving open the possibility of a run?
Oh, I leave open the possibility of a run. Because at that point,
like that's a major question that we can ask for a couple days.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, like the Mavericks, if they were to make the playoffs, okay, they have no chance of advancing. At least when this team is at full strength, they've got a legitimate chance of coming out of the NFC. They just do.
Yes.
So you with this team, you take your chances. With some of the other teams that we've gone over Team Tank with. No, it's not worth it. This team, it's worth it here. At the end of the day, I mean, as bad as this team looks, you know, when they are at full, they were 5-3. Let's not forget, that's 10-6.
Yeah.
So it's not like this team has been trash.
Johnny in North Dallas. Johnny, you're live with Sean and RJ. Take it away.
Yeah, man. Taylor, he has the biggest pot of weak sauce ever. He's in that same category as Ben Rogers with me right now. Because you gotta look at it. If your mind is so easily swayed, you don't need to be talking about sports. You know all the crazy stuff that can happen to sports. Everybody's flipping on Jason Garrett. Why? He just went. He was the coach of the year. Like, that was the only good thing old boy just said. But aside from that, look at what we have on our team. Zeke comes back. Sean Lee comes back. And another thing we got to get back to the understanding is personnel. Jason Garrett ain't got nothing to do with Dez Bryant dropping balls. Jason Garrett ain't got nothing to do with Dak Prescott staying in the pocket too long and not getting the pass off quick enough. We can talk about offensive line and all that. There's plenty of bad offensive lines with good quarterbacks out there doing what they do. Aaron Rodgers did it all last year. Matter of fact, he beat us with a bad offensive line last year. So we got to get back to looking at those players, and they got to do what we got to do so we can make a run right now. We can't lose hope right now. We can make a run. Seattle's trash. Eagles, we almost beat them. I don't know where all the hate is coming from, where all the people jumping off the bandwagon, but it's Cowboys for life over here. You heard me?
Johnny!
Wow.
Johnny with that optimism.
He dropped it, you heard me?
Chop, you ain't going to get a better call than that to defend Dak or JGZ. Brian Broaddus said this whole second half adjustment thing is overrated. It's about execution, not the adjustments. Johnny, bringing the optimism.
Yes.
Roy White, you have.
Uh-oh. See, Roy's the hater.
Popping balloon to hope, baby.
You know, there's
popping balloons to hope.
There's truth. What am I evaluating? I'm evaluating a coach who doesn't have all of his parts.
No, but
it's like I'm evaluating a driver who's got
three wheels.
How good
of a team are you if you lose two guys and you can't beat Bustas? In the NFL.
But they're not. They lost to Atlanta.
At no point, I made this point on Wednesday. At no point before the season, when the schedule came out all the way back in March to yesterday, before the game, there was no one in Dallas on this station even that was even considering that to be a loss. To lose to the Chargers. We all thought so little of
them.
That's
fine.
And you want to say Phillip Rivers, yeah, he balled up. He had a 400-yard game. He hadn't thrown for that amount of yards all season long. He only had one other three-touchdown game all season long, and he should have had four.
But you got to stop acting like everyone has all their guys every game.
No, I get that. But there are you admit that there are, you know, there are certain guys, like you can miss.
To me, when Tyron comes back, if Tyron's there, then the Zeke thing to me doesn't matter as much, and it shouldn't matter
to you
either.
It doesn't.
Because you said that there's no drop-off really in the running game, yards per carry. The Sean Lee thing is obviously huge, but you can't have everything fall apart like a house of cards.
You're right.
When Tyron's back, to me, I don't give a pass.
You're right. And when Tyron's back, but they still did run the ball okay. It was everything else. But then Zach leaves.
Okay.
Okay, so that's a big part. Is anyone, let's be real.
How many injuries have the Eagles had? The Eagles have had injuries to all their positions just like we have.
Their entire offensive line, basically.
Now, Sproles isn't Zeke, but they lose their all-pro tackle. They're losing guys all over the place, and they're the best team in the NFL. You have to overcome it.
You do have to overcome
it. They didn't have their best cover corner
Yes.
For 9 weeks.
Yes. Come on.
Is Mike McCarthy on the hot seat?
No.
No.
Why?
He doesn't have his quarterback.
Oh, so he's missing a guy. So, we, you know, he doesn't.
A guy.
He's missing a guy.
You're right. No, no, no. Well, no. He's missing a guy. You're right. Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers is
Zach Martin. Who's the most important? Who are the two most important players in the Cowboys, in your estimation?
Are any of them on the MVP level of carrying their team?
I don't know.
As Aaron Rodgers is.
Zeke was on the MVP level last year, was he not? I'm just saying, like if you're missing your best defensive player and your most explosive offensive player, yet you're not going to give that guy a pass, but another coach, who all that coach does, by the way, in Green Bay, is underachieve in the postseason. That's all he does, is underachieve. The quote-unquote best quarterback
in the
NFL.
Did you not dismiss the loss of Ezekiel Elliott? Did you or did you not dismiss it?
So don't
pretend now to compare Zeke to Aaron Rodgers.
I'm not comparing him to Aaron Rodgers.
You dismissed it.
I'm not comparing him to Aaron Rodgers. I'm
you
not at
did.
All.
You no. invoked Aaron
You're
Rodgers
about
and
compared all
the,
I'm saying,
what the Packers situation is to what the Cowboys is. So that's a joke.
I'm not I'm not comparing Aaron Rodgers to Ezekiel Elliott. I'm just comparing the situation of you lose an important piece on each side. That's it. And yes, the running game, the individual running back is not important. They're still getting 4 yards carry.
The Minnesota Vikings lost both their quarterbacks and their running back, and they're 9-2.
Yeah, they are. They got a better defense than we do, for sure.
Okay, so they've overcome some problems. They've overcome some injuries. You can't just have one guy go out and that erases your evaluation of a guy. Like, then he can't be judged because Sean Lee's out? That's bull.
This team
That's
is
stupid.
Apparently this team is world beaters. If they have Zeke and Sean Lee, and without those two, they're trash.
They Jeff, are.
How
that's
are
exactly
you a good
right.
team in between that if that's the difference of two players for your squad?
I want to get to Jeff in Dallas. Jeff, you're live with Sean and RJ. Go ahead.
Check it out. Johnny got some points with Garrett. He didn't drop those balls, but here's the problem. Our system, it's our offensive system. You see when Tom Brady drops back, catches, he throws his receivers, they're wide open. Dak has to throw in these tight spots. And our guys are too slow for their system. They can't get no separation. I would like to see Dez in that system with Josh McDaniel, even the West Coast system, the stuff that the Packers run. It's the system. It's all about system. This system is outdated. Our guys are too slow. They can't create no separation. I like to go to that old Chuck Fairbanks stuff that the Patriots run. And the Saints run it in New Orleans.
Oh, my God. Don't even get Choppy started. Bring it to the Patriot offense. Bring it to the Patriots
the
system.
Cheap, you know, scandalous offense. All they do. I can't stand it. Scandalous. But it works. It works.
And Tony Romo kept mentioning this yesterday. He's begging for them to complete the back shoulder fade to Dez. He's like pleading for it. He's like, Dez isn't always going to be open, but he's still open. You got to hit him in that back shoulder, and Dak has not been accurate with it basically throughout the entire year.
You know, somehow the other receivers on other teams find ways to get wide open, wide the blank open. When was the last wide open receiver we've had? Like, who was the last receiver that was just, oh, my God, he's wide open?
Yeah. Personnel, front office, coaching, all of it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.